This poster presents our motivation and design process for directly driven double cylinder targets to be fielded at the National Ignition Facility. The work presented here has been performed at Los Alamos National Laboratory. The primary goal of the double cylinder experiment platform is to inform multi-shell ICF campaigns on the presence and mitigation of instability growth on the inner shells. Experiments in cylindrical geometry are particularly useful for studying instability growth because the geometry allows for direct diagnostic imaging of the growth on axis while retaining convergence effects. The double cylinder target is designed as a cylindrical analog to the double shell ICF capsule in order to study hydrodynamic instability growth on the inner shell, the outer surface of which is classically Rayleigh-Taylor unstable during the acceleration phase. The experiment concept is as follows. The outer cylinder is directly driven inward by the NIF laser beams. The outer cylinder eventually collides with the inner cylinder, accelerating it inward. A sinusoidal single-mode perturbation is machined on the outer surface of a marker embedded in the inner cylinder, which is opaque to backlight or X-rays. As the light material of the tamper within the inner cylinder pushes against the heavier material of the marker, the perturbations grow in accordance with classical Rayleigh-Taylor theory. A framing camera is positioned to image the imploding cylinder on axis. We have fully designed a double cylinder proof of concept experiment at the Omega scale, and our first shot day on Omega is scheduled for May 2022. We have started our design process for a double cylinder experiment at NIF, informed by our team's experience with single cylinder experiments. Our design work is done with 2D X-rage Eulerian radiation hydrodynamics simulations. Our primary concerns in the design process are 1. Implosion timing, 2. Getting to a convergence ratio on the inner cylinder greater than 5, and 3. Axial uniformity of the implosion. In our current design for an imploding double cylinder experiment, the inner cylinder accelerates inward to a maximum convergence ratio of about 10 over a period of about 7 nanoseconds. The axial bowing of the marker is much less than the expected Rayleigh-Taylor spike length on the interface of interest. While this design is a work in progress, we show in our synthetic radiographs that we will be able to see the Rayleigh-Taylor growth with this target design. If you would like to know more, please see the rest of the poster and feel free to ask any questions. Thank you.